Booker received the grant from Path to Prosperity, which is part of Sea Alaska Corporation's regional development efforts. For the past 4 years, the program has awarded grants to Southeast business startups based on their proposed economic, social, and environmental benefits.
We get produce that doesn't last for very long, and not only is it expensive, but sometimes it turns into garbage really quickly, you know, and you can only, in good conscience, feed organic produce that was expensive to your chickens so many times without getting frustrated.
She's been experimenting with aeroponic farming. It's a process that suspends plants' roots in air rather than soil for high-density growing.
I like using the dirt and getting my hands dirty and growing, but I knew I had to do something different around here in order to grow year-round.
While gardening is popular in Southeast, that doesn't mean it's easy.
Sometimes we get a really hard rain. If you don't get out and cover it fast enough, it turns into mush. Yeah. I've had that happen a couple times.
Booker got an aeroponic tower to test out. It can hold a couple dozen plants and has a timed watering and aerating system. She's grown strawberries, pumpkins, and tomatoes.
The season was really cruddy. It got fairly cold quickly, so I pulled the tomatoes off. And even though they weren't ripe, they were absolutely delicious.
Based on those results, she decided this was the right technology to pursue for her startup, Mighty Bear Roots. Eventually, she hopes to build a 2,000-square-foot greenhouse with more than 100 towers. But the grant is not meant for buying the towers or building the greenhouse. Instead, it funds training and business development opportunities. Booker plans to go to a large-scale greenhouse in Arizona, similar to the one she hopes to build.
Just being able to observe and ask questions, because I haven't really stepped into that situation where I can look around and say, oh yeah, I never even thought about this. Like, how do you manage XYZ?
And Booker says she'll incorporate that new fresh produce with her tried and true pizza shop, adding salads and fresh herbs to the menu. The other Path to Prosperity winner this year is Hoonah-based Game Creek Family Orchards, which supplies fresh apples and apple trees to Southeast. Last year's winners were Klawak-based Skyana Coffee and Juneau-based Wild Alaska Kelp Company. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.